Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Where we continue to follow the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden now.
Those are just some of the scenes overnight as thousands of Americans gathered in celebration of Osama bin Laden's death.
Former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill says he has thought about the mission every day since that May Day in 2011.
From multiple conversations you had with Rob O'Neill over the past year and a half, how'd you get
And you described that his head kind of exploded
yes.
when you hit him.
I actually hit him three times because I shot him twice when he was standing and once on the ground.
That is the fucking American badass. Go, go,
go. We are not going for fame and we are not going for bravado. We are going for the single mom who dropped her kids off at elementary school on a Tuesday morning, and then 45 minutes later, she jumped to her death out of a skyscraper.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I'm Rob O'Neill, and this is the Operator Podcast.
Are we rocking and rolling?
We're moving.
Yeah, so this is the Operator Podcast, Robert J. O'Neill Podcast. I'm up in Butte, Montana with my brother because I had some friends ask me whether or not I would do this, and so now we're doing it. So I'm here with my brother Tom. Tom O'Neill, how you doing, man?
Great, man. How you doing?
What's happening? Great. Good, good. I was down in New Jersey. Now I'm back in Butte, Montana.
Yeah, you were in Jersey doing some really
Well, what I've said is you can watch me roll. I went from New York down to New Jersey, down to Philadelphia, Sylvester Stallone, back to New York, over to Philly, and then back to Montana.
Yeah, what's going on with Stallone? Why were you with him?
Well, here's the funniest thing. His agent called me and said, do you want to come meet Sylvester Stallone? And I said yes.
Mm-hmm. So I went down naturally, yeah.
And the funniest thing was Stallone's agent said, yeah, I have an agent. Do you want to meet him? So I met Stallone's agent, and his agent was there. Isn't that nuts?
It's just...
Yeah. And I'm not trying to sound goofy, but... yeah, so his agent had an agent, so I met them, and all I wanted to do was meet Sly Stallone. I went down there to Philly. I met him, and it was dope as shit. And the coolest thing was I met Sylvester Stallone. I met Jennifer Stallone. My wife Jessica was there, and we just announced that we're pregnant. By the way,
congratulations!
Thank
by
you.
The way. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. How awesome is that?
That's phenomenal.
And she was dope as shit. And so Jennifer Stallone was funny as hell because she was like, yeah, so this is your wife and awesome and. And she was just cool as shit, and like Sly was there, and Chevy Chase was there.
Yeah, see, and I'm on the other end. I'm getting the pictures that you're sending back.
Yeah.
And you sent them as a group, so I get a picture of you with Stallone, and I see there are two pictures, and I flip, and then I didn't recognize Chevy Chase right away.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did is I called my Jessica, who I went over, and she said the natural thing, and she said, well, why is Robert a wax museum?
That's actually a natural response, too.
I said, honey, yeah. Yeah, he's not. If he was at a wax museum, the wax statues would be dressed better than they're wearing street clothes.
No, it was just so cool because like I posted the picture of Sylvester Stallone and me.
Yeah, being photobombed by Rocky.
Yeah, yeah. And just but the craziest thing though was we were playing Rocky IV theme. Rocky IV, not Rocky original.
Yeah, they didn't change the music a little bit for that one.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps right now. How dope is that? Like you're talking to Rocky, and Sylvester Stallone, he wrote it. Like, know it, lady, I wrote it. Cool as hell, and yeah, it was when I played for Butte Central, the Butte Central Catholic High School boys team, and we would play that damn thing.
And during the games, yeah.
Yeah, being with Rocky was so dope. And he was cool as shit, and I know his agent, and I know those guys. It's so awesome just to say, yeah, here we are.
So,
but being with Rocky, though, awesome.
I don't know. I remember going to see Rocky II in the theater back in Missoula. I remember going to see that and just...
Well, I went with you. I think we went...
It was a family trip, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, seeing that movie... And the theme with Rocky too, just he's gonna fight Apollo again. And Apollo Creed, are you kidding me? Like seriously, I'm getting goosebumps right now. How dope is that? Like you know, Apollo's gonna fight Rocky. Anyway, so yeah, that was my weekend.
Well, now you're back here in the radio station in Butte, Montana. So it's not a lot of things have changed.
Yeah, it kinda everything's how dope is that though? Awesome.
Christmas time, we're coming up on that. Wanted to mention from the last podcast that Deep Impact. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know that we've gotten a lot of. Not respect necessarily, but people are asking if you and I could talk together. So we're doing it right now.
Doing it.
Awesome. Because there's a lot of shit going on in the world. I don't know if you know that.
There's some strange things happening. Mm-hmm. There's things picking back up in the Middle East as we.
And what people were asking is like, hey, Tommy O's great, but how are you doing? And I'm like, don't worry about me. How am I doing? But yeah, no, it's nuts though that someone for me like Butte, Montana can relate to what's happening in the world and having been there in the world and even the shit going on overseas. It's just
it's getting to a really weird point. There's attacks. I mean, since the ceasefire stopped, there have been by proxy through Iran hitting our warships, hitting merchant ships. It's not going to go.
Well, I mean, the thing that I talk about with Iran, with the Middle East, with the Palestinians and everything is I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been there a lot. I've met these people, and they haven't met us. And you don't. One of the things that I always tell people is what I hate is telling people you don't know what you don't know. That's stupid shit. I've been over there. I've dealt with these people, and it's a horrible place, and getting over there and dealing with the Palestinians, it just sucks ass, and there's not necessarily a good guy or a bad guy. It just fucking sucks.
Well, I mean, when you're dealing with war, I mean, there are atrocities, you know, being that's what happens in a war. When you look at the Gaza Strip and the Palestinians trapped, I mean, they're being they really can't move because of Hamas, who will not let them escape. They're being used as shields, and they're in a very bad place. I mean,
the way that I describe it to people, Tommy, is when you get into a war like this, when you get into a spot where you're dealing with people, I've been to war a lot,
yeah,
and I hate it. I hate war. I really wish that we could not have it. But to deal with what these people are dealing with, it's a horrible, horrible place. And the Palestinians have it just sucks.
So just to pretend I don't know anything about the situation, what is the end game of Hamas? What do they want? They want Israel gone?
Well, do you remember the story about ISIS? Remember ISIS?
Oh yeah,
they're horrible people. They're not even people. They're animals. And I've dealt with them. I've seen them. I've met them. And to know people that I've known to deal with animals is horrible. And the way that I describe it, because you know I'm being from Butte, Montana, I don't. The way that I relate it is when I was in bedrooms with animals, the last thing that I ever thought of was rape and murder. And I'm talking about me, Rob O'Neill from Butte, Montana, and Al Qaeda. The last thing I ever thought was taking Osama bin Laden and whatever. And that's what these animals do. And they were in houses with Israelis. And it's horrifying. And the only thing that these fuckers know was rape. And they raped. And I never thought of that, ever. It was never my assumption.
Well, is this a normal method of business?
Yes.
This goes
yeah.
on normally.
And the shit thing is, that's the way that they think is grab the locals and rape. And it's horrifying. And the way that I put it to people is, if you've never been there, you've never dealt with this, that's the way that, and the way that these Palestinians are raised is to hate. And you can't get away from that shit. And that's the way they are. And that's why I tell people, you only know what you're taught. Mm-hmm. And sucks. That, it just sucks.
The last podcast, these people, I mean, they've been indoctrinated since birth to hate. I mean, even that's, and that goes
well,
on both sides. I mean,
they're indoctrinated to hate. And I've got three daughters. I've got a mm-hmm. daughter on the way. You've got a daughter. If you could imagine just getting away from the psychosis of this bullshit, it might be okay. But these animals,
well, you bring up our daughters, and that's what I mean. Before September 11th, my daughter was born after September 11th, yeah. But she was in utero during the attacks, and I remember thinking, what kind of world, what's happening right now? I remember thinking, what's it going to be like when she's 20? Well, she's 21 now.
It's horrible,
now,
isn't it?
And it's just, it's another generation of war.
Well, it's another generation of war, but it's also thinking about what these college kids, like our daughter's age, my daughter's age, when they go to a place where they're teaching Palestine and from the river to the sea, which people don't understand. From the river to the sea, here's the thing, and I'm not happy about this. I just know it. I've been there. And what people don't understand is from the river to the sea means...
From the River Jordan across Israel to...
Well, yeah. I mean, think about... Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. From the river to the sea, which river are they talking about?
I believe the Jordan River.
Where's that?
That is on, I want to say, the eastern side of Israel. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're actually correct, yeah. All right. And so you say that, I've been there. I've been to Israel. I've been to the West Bank. I've been to Gaza. And I'm not bragging. But having been there and talking to the locals, they are Palestinians. Okay, so from the river to the sea, what do you mean? Well, what it means is from the river, the West Bank, which is the eastern part of the river, to the sea, we will destroy you. And we're talking about straight up Adolf Eichmann shit. We're going to kill the Jews. And I'm to the point where I've met my Jewish friends they actually have told me that, well, you can't say Jews, you got to say the Jewish people, which I do. And it's been there since the time of Moses, the time of Abraham. We've been there. Like the Jews have been there since for 40,000 years. Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's that's what it is, and we should all get along. But then I've actually met the king of Jordan, King Abdullah, and his wife Rana. And she's a Palestinian, and she was nothing to do with the Palestinians. Why is that? Well, because they're assholes. Because they, not to be a dick, but they show up and they fuck you up. The Palestinians do. The again, I, you know, I'm from Butte, Montana. You know, I've been to the Scoop. But yeah, these people show up and they ruin it for everyone, and that's just not what it breaks my heart. I don't like talking about it. To me, there's no good guy. There's no bad guy. And there's these children in Gaza. It's a horrible place. But all you got to do is not keep doing what you're doing.
Is that ever going to happen? I mean,
how
do we stop this? How do we get out of this war cycle?
Well, I mean, what the hell they say is they say a two-state solution. Fine. What is a two-state solution? The Palestinians, they voted in 2006. They voted in Hamas. Fine. And how many people love it? Well, all of you. Fine. What do we do now? People don't realize that 95% of the Arabs living in the Gaza Strip can be Israelis. People don't realize that. 400,000 people a day go across the border and they work in Israel. You're Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
You're Arab Israelis. And people don't realize that. And that's what the Israelis do. And it's a horrible thing because you're allowed in. You come in and be a part of Israel. And they can. And then the they call them Arabs. You know where Arabs are from, right? Arabia.
Arabia.
Yeah, I'm seriously. There is no Palestine. The Palestine doesn't exist. Like, if I go to University of Montana, I can talk to Palestinians and say, okay, what is Palestine? What is it? And they will say, from the river to the sea. And I will simply be like, okay, fine. What is Palestine? Where is it? And these fuckers won't know where. Okay, there is no Palestine. There's a Philistine in the Bible. So what is it? Look at my face right now. Well, from the river to the sea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is no Palestine. It's a Philistine. That's where Jesus was born. Tell me where it was. Well, from the river to... Yeah, fine. Where was it? And they won't have an answer. And it's because of these... it's because of professors. And I despise college professors that sit there in a fucking room, and they will sit there and stand there at you and from the... Yeah, fine, professor. Tell me your experience. Have you been to Islamabad? Have you been to Assadabad? Have you been to Philistine? No. Where is it? Ask this professor with his stupid fucking beard. Where is it? And I will look at these professors and the University of Montana, University of whatever, and they will stand there and look at you like an asshole. Fine. Where is it? And we will have this conversation. No idea. Okay. Show me where Palestine is. There is no Palestine. There is a Jesus. They have no idea. And the problem is it just sucks, man. Because when I was on the mountain to rescue Marcus Luttrell, and I met young girls that looked like my daughters, mm-hmm. and I remember handing them bottles of water, and to watch them open it and dump it out and play with the plastic, and just heartbreaking. And you have no idea what you're doing here, and heartbroken looking at these young Muslim girls, and it breaks my heart. And they're there right now.
Oh, yeah,
it just sucks, man.
Where do they...
These are real people doing this. It just breaks my heart.
But they've been doing it for millennia, yeah. as you said. And there's just talking about an end in sight. It's like we can't even get through a ceasefire, and it's
well. There was a ceasefire too. There was a ceasefire for years, since 2007. There was a ceasefire, and then Hamas, who's worse than ISIS, came in, and to the point where the most awful shit. I hate thinking about it. It breaks my heart. The thing that bothers me too, Tommy, was these feminist groups that hate dudes playing women's sports. And these dudes came in and they crushed them. But all of a sudden you've got women to the point where I don't even want to talk about it. Their hips broken because they're raped by 20 guys now and just getting crushed. And to the point, like friends of mine that I was talking to, they were saying that women's pelvises were broken to the point where they're saying, I just want to die right now. Just break, just kill me. And that, and it brings me back to where are the feminists? Where's the hashtag me too? And then you hear what these women are saying, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, that didn't happen. No, they're going to deny the Holocaust. No, that didn't happen. These fuckers came in there and did that. I have dealt with these people. I've met them. And they're horrible, horrible people. I don't even want to talk about them. It's so bad. And these beautiful, I don't even want to bring it up. Have you seen the videos of the woman being brought out of the back of a truck?
Well, she, I mean, her legs.
Did you see where she was bleeding?
I didn't see that. No, I can imagine that.
She was bleeding out of.
Yeah.
What?
And how? Yeah.
And I would ask people, okay, fine. Why was she bleeding there? Because she was so violently raped that she was begging to be killed. And this is a Jewish woman from the United States that just prayed to be killed. Because I just want to die right now. And Hamas was there. ISIS. So I was at SEAL Team 6 for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. ISIS is there. SEAL Team 6 is there right now. And they're in these fucking tunnels. And what we did at SEAL Team 6 is we dealt with this. We have a thing called drill and blast, where we have these tunnels and we drill, we blast, put whatever, and we blast it. We go in and we did that forever and ever. And we were just Navy SEALs. And we're the guys that you want to hear. And now we're coming and we're drilling, we're blasting, we're drilling, we're blasting. And I can't even imagine some of my guys from Red Team. Getting ready to go in these fucking tunnels. And I don't even know what these women are thinking. But all I could imagine is that they can hear us coming. We're coming. Mm-hmm. And SEAL Team 6 is here. And they're coming. Mm-hmm. It's just horrifying, isn't it?
It's the whole situation. Just
I came here to be in a good mood, but it's unimaginable. Can you imagine those girls? I've been to... okay. To get in a better place, I've been to raves. You ever been to a rave?
I haven't been to a rave, no. I did go to an Insane Clown Posse concert at the Depot, which was, there was a lot of root beer being sprayed, but I wouldn't go as far as to call it a rave.
Yeah, but can you imagine being there with the sun's coming up and they're celebrating, and then all of a sudden there's paragliders and ISIS. Like, they call them Hamas. It's ISIS coming in. What do you do now? Well, you run.
Where do you run, though? I mean, where do you? I mean, I'm.
There's nowhere to go. And I've explained this to. I've talked to my daughters. I've talked to my wife. And it bothers me. because I've seen it right next to me, and the way that I put it is I've talked to Jessica, my wife, and I said, "Can you imagine the scariest thing you can ever comprehend?" And now it's here. Waking up, looking out your window, and all of a sudden here's the devil, mm-hmm. and there he is. And guess what? It's time to fight. And you have no choice, but you're going to fight. And guys like me, and the thing too with like Instagram or Twitter or whatever, I'm all of a sudden the guy that you want now. I'm the guy that's going to fight. And all of a sudden it's your dad or your brother looking at you. Now we're going to fight. That's the way it is. Like we just announced that we're having a baby. I'm having a baby.
Yes.
And but it is time to fight now, and I will fight. And but you look at like the media, NBC News, Fox News or whatever, and then when you need that guy to stand, I'm the guy to stand up. Here it is. How scary is that? But that's what you want. Is that crazy? I've been there.
You know, we've never really had that happen on American soil. It would be, I don't know, that's a horrifying thought. I mean, let's say that you're at Burning Man and all of a sudden people come paragliding in with assault rifles and there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. Dirty diaper, screaming fits, sleepless nights. Parenthood is not for the faint of heart. I'm telling you, I know from experience. Tactical Baby Gear was founded by parents for parents with kit that you'll be proud to carry. You'll overcome every spit up, blowout, meltdown, everything along the way. Prepare for whatever parenting can lead you to, and you're going to look cool doing it because looking cool is part of the whole deal. If you look like you know what you're doing, you might know what you're doing. One of the things that Tactical Baby has is these wipe pouches. They're cool wipes. They have them in what they call the E&E kit, which stands for escape and evasion. And sometimes with kids, you want to escape and evade them. But people want more wipes because babies are unpredictable, believe it or don't. But 8 wipes per resealable pack, and you can get them in 10 pouches per pack for $5. So get complete diaper kits, 7 different mod panels. I talk about that with the hook and pile tape, the Velcro, tactical totes. I'm perusing the website here, tacticalbabygear.com. It's fun. It's just to stroll around because I'm looking for strollers. The versatile stroller wagon that grows with your family. You can put kids there. There's 2-seaters, 4-seaters, the Veer Cruiser. All that stuff is really neat. Plus you can... it's like I said, it's made for parents, tactical stuff. It looks great. Molly Systems, highly functional, highly practical, extreme high quality. It's always ready. Diaper bags, baby carriers, strollers, wagons, everything in between, and a lifetime warranty. So go to, check this out for shopping. Plus Christmas is coming up. There's always birthdays and there's always people having kids. TacticalBabyGear.com. I promise you will not be disappointed. It's entertaining, to say the least. TacticalBabyGear.com. And use code THEOPERATOR to save 15% at TacticalBabyGear.com. Code THEOPERATOR, where we don't say, don't tread on me, we say, don't poop on me. TacticalBabyGear.com. Code THEOPERATOR, 15% off. Also on Instagram, at TacticalBabyGear. Instapoo. Then, God, guns, and diapers, baby. TacticalBabyGear.com, code the operator. And while you are doing that, you need to also make sure your family is good to go. Just the whole the belief that something bad won't happen, and then it does. You just want to be prepared. I always say be prepared. We talk preparation, but it is clear the unthinkable is here. Our most trusted institutions now deceive us boldly every single day. Something clearly is very wrong, and time is short to become more self-reliant and secure the future for your family. I talked about emergency food. Seriously, act today with My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply, the country's largest preparedness company, is more than equipped to stock your shelves. Their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit provides delicious breakfasts, lunches, snacks, dinners that last up to 25 years in storage. I have some down in the in my basement right now. I got some at my parents' house, at my kids' house. I love them. And right now, if you order, it's $200 off.
You get over 2,000 calories every day. Just add water and heat, and then you eat. Make sure every member of your family has a three-month food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go now to my special website, preparewithrob.com, for a $200 savings. And if you order by 3 p.m., it'll ship that day for free. Same day shipping. Order by 3 p.m. It is best to have emergency food and not need it than to need emergency food and not have it. Go to that cool website, preparewithrob.com, and take $200 off. Preparewithrob.com. You will not be disappointed. It gives you peace of mind, and your family and yourself, you are all taken care of. Preparewithrob.com.
Imagine your worst environment. Here it is. Right, like looking you in the face right here. And it's, I've seen this, and it's going to rape you to death right now in front of your family. The only guy between you and them is me. Mm-hmm. Guess whose side you're on?
Yeah.
You're on my side. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to fuck them up. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to die doing it. And then all of a sudden you get these people talking about, well, you know, you voted for Trump. Yeah, you know what? I did. Uh-huh. Guess what? Guess what? I'm also fighting this. It's just nuts. And it almost gets to the point where I'm not trying to prove a political point. I'm just here. And I'm going to be the guy in front of you. Mm-hmm. And one of my good friends is Enes Kanter Freedom. He's Turkish.
Okay.
And he played for the Celtics. Do you meet him?
I haven't met him, but I saw his jersey.
It's a kick-ass dude. Uh-huh. And I had a bad night, whatever, and I hit Enes Kanter up. And I was like, hey, man, I just don't understand what the fuck's going on in this world. I'm thinking about converting to Islam. And he hit me back. He's like, hey, brother, tell me what you need. And I told him whatever. And we decided it's not quite my time. But those are the thing is, those are the people that need to be in the argument, because he's one of the best people I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. And he just simply said, well, if you need, then I will help you. And his cancer, he changed his name to Freedom.
Really?
And his parents are in jail in Turkey. But he's one of the guys that, like, we need to talk about this. And his family is in jail in Turkey.
Now, what's going on there? What happened with his family?
Well, Erdogan is the president of Turkey, and he's just a bad dude. He's an ISIS guy. And he wants to put Enes Kanter in jail. Like, I'll fight to my death for Enes Kanter. He's a great dude. Tall as hell, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do this, I'm going to take him as a setter.
Well, he'd smoke either of us one-on-one, I'm sure.
But he put... Oh, he's a badass. But he... But, well, he and his... he played for the... Portland.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So he's a friend of mine. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing whatever. And he just kind of called me.
Said, what's... Here it is. Yeah. Here's what it is.
Well, I mean, he's a dude. If you look him up, Enes Kanter Freedom. So Ramadan is one of the holiest day of Islam, and what they do is they don't drink water. They don't drink alcohol. They don't do anything, and so he was playing in the playoffs for the Celtics, and he wouldn't drink alcohol, wouldn't drink water. So all day long they're not drinking anything. So he's playing in the playoffs that night. And he would play. It was awesome. How cool is that?
That's
he's dope. He was playing for the Portland Trailblazers. I'm pretty sure that they
playing for the Blazers has got to be hard enough.
Yeah,
without water, yeah. You know. It's, I don't.
So yeah, I'm not trying to get all social, whatever. But just knowing guys like that, like I hit him up and I said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, and brother, can you mind helping me? And he did. He's just awesome. And because he's not about his religion, but he's more about how can I get you involved with the greater good? And the thing that I bring up to people is you always hear, and this is horrible, but you always hear people saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, God is greater, God is greater. And it doesn't mean God is greater, it means God is greater. And these fuckers are saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater, and they're cutting heads off. But if you're yelling at God that God is greater, why are we doing this? And that's what some of these, and it's a horrible thing. And his cancer, he told me personally, like, this is not the religion of peace, this is religion, whatever. And he's there. And I call him all the time. Great dude. Tall dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it does get back to, you know, I mean, you said it earlier. It's like, my God's got a bigger dick than your God.
That's seriously it.
I mean, the religion itself is not evil. It's it's people forcing their religion on other people.
Well, that's the thing. They're forcing it on you.
That's nothing new. That's been causing war for millennia again.
The thing is, too, with religion, is it's not what I think. It's what I think you should think.
Exactly.
Seriously. Well, so we're going to get into this, and I've not talked about it yet, but we're talking about Ibogaine when I went to Mexico for my PTSD, my post-traumatic stress. Horrifying, because I've been over there. I've talked to everyone. I've talked to, I've talked to Endless Cancer, about Endless Cancer Freedom about this. What kind of a horrible person am I to go into a room and shoot someone in front of their family, which I've done a lot, and I hate myself for doing that. And I've talked to Marcus Luttrell, a lone survivor. I've talked to friends of mine, you know, and I was at the point, too, this is horrible, but I was at the point where I was thinking about putting a shotgun in my mouth because I want to end it. And my friend Marcus Capone told me about Ibogaine, which is the God molecule, and you can get out of this. And so Amber Capone, Marcus Capone, they called me personally. And so I was at Red Team. He was at Blue Team. And so there's Gold Team, Blue Team, Silver Team. And I was going to kill myself. But they said, hey, look, you got to try this. And so I went to Mexico for this Ibogaine treatment, which is the God molecule, to get you out of wherever you are. And the molecule is it solves everything from gray matter in your brain to just to getting out of whatever so I went down there and I took this medicine to get me out of where I am, and it was crazy. And it brought me back to beauty, it brought me back to life, it brought me back to everything, to where you actually see God, to a point where I don't even need to see God anymore. It's right here. And so God was there. And it actually explained to me, it's not just God telling you this, it is God is here, but what you need to stop worrying about is man's interpretation of God, because he's right there.
That does make kind of hits home a little bit.
Yeah. So you get there, and all of a sudden, it's not even God. It's what do you think is happening? And it's God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And I'm not trying to get all, you know, whatever, but sitting there, it's insanity. And I went through it, and it was, you know, it brought me to a new place. So I'm actually a happy person. I'm not trying to be an asshole right now.
No.
Nuts, though.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, just seeing just your state of mind. And, you know, I can't imagine having to go through. First of all, I don't know how many tours you were on, how many times.
13.
How many gunfights you've been in. How many, you know, you can't count them. Okay, I can count on no hands how many gunfights I've been in. I can almost remember how many heated arguments, and you know, just having to deal with that. But then, you know, to come back and just what really gets me is how little help we get from our government. As far as we're going to send guys over, we're going to train them, we're going to make them the best fighting machines in the world, and then as soon as our use is done with them, you know, thanks for your service.
Seriously. Well, okay, so I've got a buddy of mine. I think you've met her. You know, Kat Timpf from Fox News, and she's awesome. She's amazing. And she's married to my buddy Kim, and he's an Army guy, PTSD like a motherfucker. Okay. And so she's writing a new book. It's coming out. I'm not gonna break it because whatever. But she wanted to talk about that. And one of the things she said was, because I got in trouble recently in Texas, and I'm not excusing myself. Whatever, I'm fine. It's fine. But I beat a dude up, and I got arrested. And Kat Timpf, she saw it, and the dude that arrested me said, he said the N-word to me. And so my buddy, his name is The Game, he's a rapper. And he said, hey, motherfucker, do some research. He's a white guy. So I went to, so Kat Timpf saw that, and she put it in a brand new book that's coming out soon. Like, hey, this is a white guy. This didn't happen. But, and she wrote a book about me, about how a lot of people go through some shit that you don't quite realize. And that was one of my things. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, look at me, I'm an asshole. And I've been arrested in Butte, Montana. I don't know if you know.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
but I will always tell cops, like, look guys, my fault. Sorry. I love cops. And so it happened again. Kat Timpf wrote a story about what has happened, and she said, everyone can talk shit about I support the troops, and that means you put a lapel on your shoulder, yeah. And then all of a sudden, what now? Because nobody gives a shit.
It's a lot more. Supporting the troops is a lot more than wearing a lapel and, you know, clapping when you see them walk through the airport. I mean, supporting our troops means fighting. How do you help these men who have just been to war? What are you going to do to help them deal with what they've seen, with what they've been forced to do on our behalf? As a country, we sent these guys over there to fight for us. And if they come back, these guys should be not only taken care of, but they should be put in charge of things. The Department of Defense deciding whether or not we're going to send people to war. Send people to war like it's like.
It's not even asking for permission. But you should see what the shit we do. And again, one of my best stories is if you're looking for sympathy, look at the dictionary between shit and syphilis. I don't need your fucking sympathy. But Cam, who's Kat's husband and one of my best friends in the world, he's awesome. Like we always go chill out, whatever. Give him a break, because we've been to places where the gnarliest shit you can ever think. I've been there, where looking you in the face, horrifying, and then we just forget about it. And then all of a sudden you're on the front page of Fox News. Oh, sorry, go fuck yourself, Fox News. Seriously, yeah. So, but Kat's awesome. Her book's going to be great. I'm not getting any royalties out of it. Kat, I'm listening. By the way, how awesome is she? Have you ever heard her stand up?
She's so quick. She's so.
Wait until you see her stand up.
She's quick and she's very smart. Mm-hmm. And I love when she gets heckled because people think she's dumb. That's when it just.
You know, I've been to. Tracy Morgan and I went to a stand up show where Kat was. She was the person doing it. And I actually went up to a dude that was heckling her. And by the way, Kat can handle herself. So can Cam. Amazing. Boy, I tell you what, talk about dude, it's one of those things where it's like, you know what, I'm a Butte guy. I will fuck you up. That has nothing to do with this interview.
No, we throw it in once in a while, though, you know, just
she's great.
Keep us honest.
Well, she's awesome. She will text Jessica, my wife, a lot and say, like, hey, look, I did it. Well, because she just wrote this book. She texts Jessica and she's like, hey, here's the new chapter of my book. Is it good? And so Jessica read it, and they're best friends. They're awesome. And Jess's like, yeah, it's awesome, Kat, by the way. Awesome. No, she sent it to me. It was an honor for me to read her shit. And just the fact – well, she quoted my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Can't go wrong with that, man.
No.
What did she say?
No, she just quoted what I said about – well, one of the things I quoted my podcast was the best way that you learn is from fucking up. And I fucked up right now because I got arrested in Dallas or Frisco, Texas, a couple months ago. And now you know my thing. And the point that I made to people is, well, okay, you know what you've done, right?
Right.
So what did you learn right now? What did you learn? Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is everything that I do is on the front page right here. Mm-hmm. And I learned. I think I learned. Pretty badass. It
can't be easy, though. I mean, to have...
That sucks.
To have, you know, screwing up on your own is always... It's hard enough, but when you have it, you know, multiplied by...
Have it blasted over everything. No, seriously, because I've had friends of mine from the Special Boat Service, SBS, SAS, Australians, saying, yeah, I saw you, mate. How you doing? It's like, well, fuck you, just... I'm not doing okay, but...
Yeah. But to see, I mean, responding to that and taking steps to change, I mean, that's really what it's
about. I'll tell you what, too, though, brother, is you should deal with Special Air Service, the Brits or the Aussies. Oh, it's good.
I haven't had a lot of dealings with them here in
trust me, it's dope. They're good. Oh, they're just, you know, I think the only thing you could fuck up is that, yeah, I'm a Chelsea supporter, mate.
And they'd what, be Manchester United or?
Well, the way they do it, well, a good friend of mine is Piers Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's he like?
Yeah, he's amazing. Amazing. No, he's one of my best friends. Well, too. We went over there. Jess and I went over there. And we were supporting supporting Chelsea, and I said, hey, we're over here supporting Chelsea. And he goes, hey, I'm an Arsenal fan, mate. And he goes, supporting Arsenal would be like you supporting the Taliban, okay? I'm like,
understood.
He's a great dude. You ever seen his interviews? Piers Morgan?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great, great dude. I got to introduce you to him.
I'd love to meet Piers.
He's awesome. One of the best interviews ever. Because he's a legit he's not going to talk shit. He's going to sit here and legitimately ask you a question about how you think. Amazing.
That's what I like about him. He doesn't have a lot of political motivation when he's asking questions or trying to come up with an interview.
Great, great dude. Yeah, I met him the first time when I got out of the Navy, and I'm not going to get into where I was, but a friend of mine introduced me, and he didn't know who I was. So I met Piers Morgan at his book signing. And his book, by the way, I'm not plugging it, but his book called Wake Up, Holy Ballsack. Well, because there's a difference because he's a liberal, but he's not a leftist. So he's a classic liberal. And what that means is he's a dude that wants as a liberal, he wants gay marriage. He really respects whatever, but he doesn't get into the bullshit. And look, I don't want to get in trouble here, but like the shit with I have three daughters. I got another daughter on the way, and I love I want people to be able to do what you want to do.
We're on a brink of an economic meltdown. Inflation has surged to a 40-year high. You budget carefully, but each trip to the grocery store, like we just talked about, feels like a wallet-pinching experience. Gasoline prices have doubled since 2020, and your monthly bills are escalating. Inflation is with you all the time. It's an evil force that eats away at purchasing power and ultimately your ability to save for retirement. That day that hopefully you can stop working, we all want to get there. Don't let this happen to you. You want to retire, so protect your retirement. I don't care how young you are, you want to get there and start working on your retirement, saving money, putting it somewhere. But protect your retirement here with my friends at Allegiance Gold. Alex, Mark, and the team will take the time to help you understand your options and make the best decision for your future. Whether your goal is to own physical gold or protect your IRA or 401k, the professionals at Allegiance Gold are ready to help. They've earned the highest trust ratings in the precious metals industry and have built relationships based on integrity, expertise, and impeccable service. So here's the website you need to go to, protectwiththeoperator.com. Protectwiththeoperator.com or call them at 844-790-9191 and get up to $5,000 in free silver on a qualifying purchase. Do not wait. Protect your future now with my friends at Allegiance Gold. That website is protectwiththeoperator.com. Protectwiththeoperator.com or give them a call, 844-790-9191. Allegiance Gold will set you straight for retirement. But bacon, man. I'd love to start with bacon, and I've told you this before. I'm just telling you now that you need to check out Moink and get bacon from them. Moink is spelled Moink, like moo plus oink, M-O-I-N-K. And it's the best bacon in the world. You've heard other people talk about it. I've told you about it myself, that I send these meat subscription boxes to my family in Montana. My brother Tom, who's on an episode with me, loves it. My father loves it. You should love it because it's bacon, and I shouldn't need to explain it more. The hogs are raised in all the right way. It's all salt and pepper and all that good stuff. It's a meat subscription box company called Moink on a mission to fight for the family farm. They're located in rural America, run by an eighth generation female farmer. The animals are treated humanely. They're raised humanely. The employees are paid a living wage, and the quality, like the bacon, like the sausage, like the burgers, is better than anything you'll find in a store. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken. That is very important. Just with the way the whole natural cycle goes with the cows out there, the beef and lamb. Sustainable, wild-caught Alaskan salmon. They'll bring it right to your door. I love getting those boxes. Moink Farmers. They farm just like our grandparents did, which means Moink tastes like it should because the family farm does it better. And the Moink difference is a difference that you can taste. Unlike the stuff you see at the supermarket that are loaded with all kinds of crap, Moink gives you total control over what you get, the quality, and you know where the source of your food comes from. You get to choose every piece, every item that comes in your box every single month, like ribeyes, chicken breasts, pork chops, salmon fillets, all that stuff, much more. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Like I mentioned, I get it all the time, and I ship it to my family. Everybody loves it. We're going to use it on the holidays. We always do. It seems like we're raising the damn animals ourselves. So you can help keep the American farming going by simply signing up at moinkbox.com/theoperator. Do it right now, and you will get a year supply of free beef, the best beef you can imagine, when you use code the operator at moinkbox.com. 1 year of the best beef, ground beef you've ever had at a limited time. So again, it's spelled moink, M-O-I-N-K, box.com/theoperator. Go to moinkbox.com/theoperator. Check out the bacon. Check out the sausage. My personal favorite there is the jalapeno pineapple sausage. Everything you want there at moinkbox.com/theoperator.
Which means, like, because so I've got a brewery in Norfolk, Virginia, mm-hmm. Armed Forces Brewing Company. And I sent out a tweet a while back that said, look, I'm all about whatever you're doing, but I don't want children looking at drag shows. Simple. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. I don't want buttholes in my face, in my kids' faces. And so they said, well, you're anti-gay. And I'm like, No, I'm not. I'm telling you right now, there is nothing more fun to me, seriously, as a Navy fucking SEAL, as a senior chief petty officer in the goddamn Navy, nothing is more fun to going to a drag show. I love it. It's awesome. However, well, all I said was, look, keep it here. I don't want the kids looking at it. And they said, well, you're anti-gay. I'm like, no, I'm fucking not.
No, absolutely not.
No, but that's the kind of how... That's
I have gay friends. I have gay relatives. I love them all equally.
How much fun is a drag show? Be honest.
They have one here
it's
in town.
It's fucking amazing.
Down there, just down the street, the Drunken Miner Saloon. They put it on every summer. They have a three-day festival. And they're also, through this, they're raising money for a veterans organization here in town as well. So they're doing a good thing.
That's it?
It's when I first saw it was going to happen in Butte, Montana, I thought this is never going to work here. And, you know, this is a real kind of a almost it's a little it, for being really liberal. We're very conservative here in Butte, but I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I agree.
But this drag show is bigger. It's growing every year. It takes place kind of in a down by the Walmart area where there's some lots around it. You can hear this thing going on, and they're having fun, and they're not bothering people. You know, they're keeping it there.
It's a bless.
It is.
It's so much.
No, now if they were doing that in the middle of, you know, well, McKinley Elementary School, I would have a problem.
That's all I'm saying.
That doesn't make me anti-gay. It doesn't make me anti-drag. No. I love a good pair of pumps, damn it. And you know how hard it is to find a size 10 slim?
I'm telling you. Yeah, exactly. But no, but that's
not for me, of course.
Well, obviously. No, but that's the whole thing, too, with when, like, I was more, like, so my brewery's opening in Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Virginia. And I was more insulted that they said, well, you're anti-gay. No, I'm not. No, I'm just, come on. And because we have, there's a thing with like Dylan Mulvaney, whatever. And we got trans people that are in the Navy, in the Army. And everyone's like, oh, so you're anti-trans. I'm like, no, I'm not.
No.
Fine. I mean, granted, China's going to laugh at us. And we're still going to win. But yeah, do your thing. I don't give a shit. People ask me all the time. They're like, well, the Navy's, okay. Dude, I've been to, okay. So there's a thing in the Navy where when you're out to sea for, I think it's like 70 days, mm-hmm. they start doing what they call gator squares, and then you get 10 beers or something like that. And I'm like, great, bring the trannies on. I would like to drink with the transgender guys. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, well, O'Neill, you're a transgender. No. To the point where I don't give a fuck.
Well, where people, I mean, they want to say what they would tell you what you're thinking. Here's why you're
that's the whole thing.
A homophobe, anti-centenary, whatever. You know, it's mm-hmm. men wear.
Well, you know, they have a thing with the submarine force, the Navy. They say 50 sailors go down and 100 sailors go down and then 50 couples come back up.
I failed, man.
But I mean, anyway, it's like
you know, I mean, I mean, if I don't agree with it, I mean, you know, don't
fine
force it on me. But I'm not gonna
That's the whole thing. Don't force it on me. That's it. So anyways, so we're back in Butte, Montana. How awesome is this, man? I didn't mean to get into a big thing or whatever.
Well, yeah, you got lots of stuff happening, you know. A lot of stuff to get to. No, Butte's Montana in December is a great place.
Yeah, so what I want to talk about too is and I'm not you're hosting the show, but I'm the fucking man. How about the college football thing? Montana State, Montana Grizzlies. The Cats, Tommy Mollett from Butte, Montana.
Good kid.
Tell you what, man, what a stud. Not to brag, but right. I'm gonna brag.
Okay.
So I'm at home and I live in New York. I'm a Montana guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy Mollett is on there. And they lost. Kick was blocked. But I'm like my hot ass wife is there, and I remember like grabbing her and I'm like, look at this guy. Look at it. He had a 70-yard touchdown.
70, he just went up the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Tommy Milani.
I'm getting goosebumps right now. I'm like, look at that. Like, I'm so proud of like Butte. Look at this guy. Fuck yeah.
But when you, that's just part of Tommy Milani too. His incredible athleticism. Now he is the same age.
How
as my daughter.
Fast is that dude?
Okay. Well, now I don't mean to brag, but I watched Tommy Milani playing Mining City Little Guy football.
Yeah. Really.
Back. No, he was always. He was always a stand-up athlete, but he was always one of those good kids. Okay, and then he went up, you know, of course, had a great career at Butte High, played for a state championship. They got beat by Bozeman, took his talents to MSU. The kid is just, but he, the things he does, he's a great kid.
Well, he's a team player.
Not just
inclusive,
on his team. COVID year, they couldn't have the Shrine game his senior year here in Butte. Yeah. And he didn't want the Shrine kids to be, you know.
That's so awesome.
Put together a cornhole tournament, raise money that way. And then he probably won the damn cornhole
of course
tournament
he did.
Too, and then probably deflected praise of that to his teammates. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about him.
I got to tell you a story. So I flew in from New York, and I'm doing whatever. I'm flying here to Butte, Montana, and I'm hanging out at whatever flight I'm going to. And I ran into some dude, and he goes, yeah, I'm flying to Montana because I've been there before. I was like, cool, where are you heading? He goes, well, I'm headed to Bozeman. I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, I've been to Helena and Butte. And
Butte right. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Bozeman.
Bozeman.
What a stud, though. Tommy Mollett. Awesome. Awesome. Fast as hell.
And you got some, another from down the road, little hill guy from Anaconda doing big things for the Grizzlies.
Yes, I've heard about
Braxton
him.
Braxton
Hill. I've heard his name. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm watching the Grizz play, too. That's dope. So, yeah.
You know who else is on that team? You might, Jake Olson.
Yeah.
Tight end. He's got a father you might be
familiar Bobby
with.
Olson.
Mr. Bobby Olson.
Yeah.
Great dude. I saw him at the last playoff game. Didn't exchange words. Our eyes met, high five, and we went our fucking
that's
way.
That's it. Oh, Bob Olson, man. He's awesome.
I love that dude.
I played against him. He was a center for Butte, Montana.
For Butte High.
Bad ass
Central. I got to announce those games. Those were.
Oh, I want to talk about that. Ago. How right. awesome is that? I was supposed to go with you tonight, but I can't. For anyone listening, Tom O'Neill, my brother, is the announcer for the goddamn Montana Grizzlies.
Yep. Basketball.
And I remember, but I remember going there before, and I remember listening to some dude that was playing it, the Montana Grizzlies. I was sent that video of you doing that. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank
I'm being
you.
Honest.
That means a ton, man.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I can't believe it's happening myself.
Dope. Not to do it on mic here, but I think you're short selling yourself, though. Yeah.
You
crush it though. I shouldn't say that. Awesome.
I love
so
it.
So good.
It's fun. I've always enjoyed. I love going to games to begin with. And,
yeah.
And to be a small part of it like there. But I got small the, part I got the of best my damn aunt. Seats
how,
in the house.
Yes, I want to go. I was supposed to go tonight. I can't do it. Oh my god! How awesome is that?
That would have been fun. We got one of your old teammates from Montana Tech is Sean Hughes. He's the head coach of MSU Northern. Who they're playing tonight.
All right.
See, now I've been
can doing... you do me a favor tonight?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And I'm not sure when this is going to air. Please tell Sean Hughes that I said hi.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've met John Stockton. I haven't met Michael Jordan yet. Sean Hughes is the best pure shooter I've ever met in my life. Oh, my
really?
God. Oh, my God.
You'll put him up there?
No doubt about it.
Really?
Like, well, he's a two-guard like I was.
Oh, Hughes is. Well, I mean,
Sean Hughes, Brad Hughes. I played at Tech with him.
And Brad went on to coach the
Bobcats. Well, I think you – yeah, Brad, he's awesome. I think that we had a thing that you started when we said, yeah, this guy gets more bumper than a body shop. Dude, Him. Oh my God, those guys. When I played at Tech, it was amazing. You're doing what you should be doing. Amazing. But to be on the court with these dudes, and I was there with Sean Hughes. I was there with some of these players. I had a buddy of mine that I didn't play with, but, you know, SEAL Team 6, guys that did whatever. Was a rebounder for Chris Mullen. You ever heard him?
I think I've heard that. He was on that Dream Team thing, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. They did well. And he said he was offered the position to rebound for Chris Mullen. He's a lefty. And he said he sat there for 2 hours, and he said Chris Mullen didn't hit the rim once.
No, the level of – I mean, they're not good ball players by accident. These skills are
the best in the world. Yeah, yeah. Kid Rock's a buddy of mine, and I golf with him all the time, Ricky Fowler. And I really want to golf with Jordan. Like, my goal is to golf with Jordan, but he's got a place in Florida where you as so Jordan.
I think golf with Jordan could possibly be just a horrifying experience.
Oh, he's amazing. He's a scratch golfer.
He's awesome, but he's probably as competitive.
Yeah. Well, there was a thing. I heard a story of Jordan playing with Kid Rock. I'm not bragging, but he was playing in Cleveland. I think they were playing that night in the playoffs. Okay. And he's golfing with one of his bookies and an agent. And they're like, yeah, Jordan's like, he's like 27 beers deep. So go the over-under right now. Jordan's not doing shit. So whatever. And I guess the under was 57 points or some shit. So don't do it. So Jordan, he rolled up 60 points and beat the Cavs.
Well, that kind of thing happens when you're Michael Jordan.
Jordan, MJ. But I guess his place in Florida is they got ice cubes that are the flight man.
Ice cubes?
Yeah, they come with drones, and they set you a drink with the ice cubes. And Jordan plays. And he's a great golfer. Well, the word that I got, and again, I've been to Tiger Woods' house on his son's birthday with Serena Williams. Not bragging.
Not bragging, of course.
But, yeah, and he just rolls 20 grand a hole. And
I rolled 20 grand a year here.
Which is still very good.
I will bet you my salary on this next shot, Michael Jordan.
Well, so Jessica and
that's
I.
That's an IOU.
So
hang on to that one. You're going to need it later.
So Kid Rock lives right next to Tiger Woods.
Okay.
And I'm with Jessica before she was pregnant. And we go down to Tiger Woods' house. He's his kid. His son's there. And we walk in. And Kid Rock goes, hey, man, there's a party at Tiger's place. Do you want to go? I was like, fuck yeah. So we roll down there. And here's Serena Williams right here. So we walk in, and I'm having a drink. I look at Serena Williams. I'm like, what do you say? So I think what came out of my mouth was, so you're awesome. And she looks at me and goes, I know. And she literally goes, hey, I'm pregnant. Don't tell anybody. I'm like, who would I tell? So we're hanging out, and Tiger Woods looks at Jessica and goes, hey, I've got a pizza oven outside. Do you want to see it? To my wife. And she goes, fuck yeah. So they roll out. I'm hanging out. Me and Serena Williams, we're chilling out, having a drink, whatever. And 20 minutes later, they come back in, and Jessica goes, so, Rob, you know the story about how Tiger Woods hits on everyone? And I said, yes. And she goes, yeah, I just saw his piece of it. He just hit on me. And I go, I go, really? How'd that fucking go? Tiger Woods hitting on my wife. That's dope. Yeah.
Strange things happen at parties when Serena Williams shows up.
Huh? Serena Williams there, dude. It's on.
I'm telling you.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is it, man. Butte, Montana. How awesome is this? It's so cool. So cool being home.
It's good to have you.
You know, we're doing a thing here now with Black Buffalo. And this is not an ad. I'm just saying, because you're throwing a chew in. My boys are coming in.
Yeah. Right there. Black Buffalo. This is not an ad. it is, however, a delightful nicotine.
It's no, it's good alternative. It's good. But and by the way, I got to say this: it is a nicotine alternative. If you're 21 and up, you can try some.
Yeah, if you're 21 or older, younger.
How good is that?
You can just piss off right now. I do like it because I'm getting to that point where you know. Back when you're 16, you start chewing. You don't think you're going to be 52 years old one day, and all of a sudden. You wake up, there's Serena Williams having a drink over with Kid Rock in the corner, and there
she was. You know,
you are in a different room.
You know that one of the problems we had too in Butte, Montana, is you used to spit in the bathtub.
Yeah, that was pretty disgusting. Nah, I do retroactive apology here. Pretty much going out to Mom too. Pretty much, Mom, I apologize for everything I did from 13 to 27. There, I think that should clear it up.
So I got a hat. I found it in Mom's house. Look at that, DD971. You know what DD means?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Destroyer. Destroyer. I was
Destroyer.
Say.
Yeah. That's it.
I was thinking of something else.
I always tell people too. We didn't name it a destroyer because we ran out of reasons. It's a destroyer.
Because they destroy things pretty easily, don't they?
Yep. Very cool.
Destroyer.
So awesome. It's awesome to be here. Thanks for having me on this on the show.
Oh, Sam, wonderful having you here, man. This is fantastic. Great to have you back.
Very, very cool. It's good to be here. Yeah, sorry we didn't get the video, but we're in Tommy's place.
Yeah, you don't want to see me. Trust me.
Very, very cool. Yeah, so what's our plan today? What are we doing?
I am going to do a Montana Grizzly basketball game. See Sean Hughes. I think you're going to do some Blue Buffalo stuff, and I think
Black Buffalo.
What did I say? I said Blue Buffalo.
No, that happens.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, all good. No, this will be fun. So we're gonna release this today. I'm with Drinking Bros Podcast. Great dudes in Texas.
Oh, absolutely.
Funny.
I see those guys up at the golf tournament every year. I love those guys.
Oh yeah, we're good. Swing slower.
Yeah. I need a lot of work.
Awesome. Well, hey, everybody, we're about an hour into it, but thank you for listening to the Operator Podcast, hanging out with my brother Tom. And, oh, I didn't tell you this, by the way. Okay. So Jessica just bought a building in New York.
All right.
And I'm putting in a studio.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, so it's dope. Like, we're going to, like I said, we're having a daughter, my daughter, Baby V.
That's gonna be awesome.
I'm not allowed to say her name yet.
Oh, you got a name picked out. You didn't know.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you when we get off stairs. Right. But yeah, Baby V is my little. Well, she's awesome because I have a few daughters, and I'm not allowed to say about them, but they're awesome, and they know what's coming. And it was just so funny because my wife Jessica always says, "Well, what are you gonna do with your kids?" I'm like, "I got this. I'm good," because when my daughter shows up, because I've got three daughters. Like, I got her. She's fine.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, what do we do when she poops? I'm like,
what do you do when I poop?
You do the same thing. Pardon me while I put my legs above my ears. We're fine.
Well, first thing, you drag her out of the bowling alley.
So we're excited.
It's going to be, I can't imagine what Jessica's going through. Because, I mean, this is gonna, you've had experience as a father. Jessica's going in here. I mean,
well, here's the thing too, and I want to tell you this because I want to tell everyone that's listening. So I have daughters. I don't get into what they're doing, but they're funny as fuck.
They're so funny.
I don't want to say their name because of security, whatever. But by the way, they will fuck you up. They're so good. Seriously,
oh, yeah.
Awesome. They're so funny. I've got like a few daughters, and that's exactly what they say too. They just know the deal. They just know when. Well, the way my kids tell me is when shit goes sideways, I got this. And what's awesome, I've gotten in trouble over this pump action shotguns. That's what it sounds like. So my daughters, they know that, and they've got roommates. And they're like, why would you do this? I'm like, well, because, honey, because this is what we fucking do. They're like, thanks, Dad. I'm like, fuck yeah. Great kids.
The sound of a pump action shotgun is a real good deterrent.
I don't want to bring this up, but talking to your daughter at a wedding we went to this summer, she's funny as balls, but holy balls, she was so funny. I'm just saying.
No, we'll get that.
Yeah, edit it. No, just awesome because I'm newly sober. I don't drink, and I went to a thing, and she was whatever. It's fine. And for the first time in my life, I was like, you know, if you need me to come get you, I'll get you. And she looks at me because she goes, "So we're good, Uncle Rob?" Spits. I'm like, "Fuck yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good."
No, but I mean, the sense of humor comes in, the girls come, and I love daughters. I love girls. Not to sound rude, I love my daughters. I love my niece. I love, it's so awesome. How awesome are they? And Kaylin's is cool.
Because I think it takes, men to, 30 or 35 years of age before we can even attempt to understand the opposite sex. So by the time you roll around here and you have, a daughter and you can kind of trying to relate. I love her. She's funny. She's smart. She
funny as shit. That's the whole thing.
A lot more mature in a lot of ways than I am. She sees things.
Well,
a lot
that's the thing too. Is she's so funny because it's relatable wherever you're talking and how you funny. Yeah. My daughters are so funny. My new daughter's gonna be funny. My wife is. It's just. And people ask her, like, well, how do you handle your wife? I'm like, I don't.
No.
She's got it. I got it.
She's good. She's good.
Same way I handle my dad. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Well, that was fun, man. We're going to release this today. Thank you so much, Tommy, for doing this.
Happy to be here, man.
Very, very cool.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.